Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We did
perfect little intro song back with She Said, He Said here at 11:06 in the studios of 590, 590 The Fan, that is. It's been a fun show. My cheeks hurt when I laugh too much. It's like my belly hurts, the whole thing. So we had a great time. We're back in our second hour right now, and it's about to get, we're going to wine just a little bit here. We've got Ray Maxwell with us with Wild Wine Life, and of course, try that one more time. Kathleen, matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser. She's in the studio with us early, too. Going to have some fun. We didn't want her to pass up a good time with Ray here.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, so we'll be getting to the movie of the week as well. Now, Gordon, you kind of had some things that, didn't you have something of that you wanted to share that was going on? Not what's happening or what's rocking, but was there something like places to, what did you tell me you had that you wanted to tell everybody? And I had my great 10 things that you didn't know about Thanksgiving. And you didn't know them, did you?
What?
Your the 10 things about thing? Thanksgiving.
No, I was just, no, it doesn't really go with what we're getting ready to talk about. It was just about, we were talking about the Kardashians, remember?
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, the California wildfires, so first of all, our heart goes out to those people. And yeah, because 71 people have been killed. But here's what's crazy is 1,000 people are missing. It's like 1,000 people that are missing right now. But here's something that just blew me away that I didn't know. So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West apparently have their own private firefighters that save their home. And what I didn't know is that certain insurance companies actually hire their own firefighters to protect the heavily insured homes that they have out there.
Really?
Which I didn't
know.
But
how do you protect it against a massive wildfire like that?
Well, those firefighters are strictly just... they're just taking care of that house that the insurance company has hired.
Well,
to come
I do,
out and do that. And I had no idea that they did that.
I didn't either. And I do remember when I was doing that another show during the drive time, and we had interviewed a correspondent that was out at the wildfires. And I remember him talking about that we're building everywhere. So, you know, they're putting homes everywhere. So there's nowhere, because it's been very normal to have wildfires for a long time, and sometimes they have fires on purpose for certain things. But now that we have all of these homes and everything being built up high, and it's causing mudslides and all these things to happen, that if they would truly build them right and literally build a firewall, something in between, so when the fire hits it doesn't burn.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, now some of the sparks, sadly, from the winds can blow to where they weren't. But they were talking about get rid of the green, you know, the wood and the things, so a certain distance between the homes and where the fires are, but they're not. So the fire's just getting up into the homes. They're not building properly to just kind of like the dams here, you know, that we're building homes everywhere in areas where normally water would run. Water has nowhere to go, and it's flooding into places it's never been before because of how we're building things, which I'm not doing it, but the people that are doing the land development. And so that they're talking about, they need to properly build correctly in these areas with these wildfires, so there's nothing for the flames to attach to keep moving in to the home area. But they can't leave property. They got to sell everything. They got to make money. Right. Greed causes this.
Well, you also need to talk to people like at Fisella Nursery, because certain plants will flame up, and there's certain plants that necessarily won't. Like, I had a friend out in Idaho, and he had a large cedar tree maybe about 30 yards from his house. And I had seen a fire come through southern Missouri and lose a cabin because of some cedar trees. And I said, you might want to get rid of these and get rid of this underbrush, so if a fire comes through, you have grass that's green that necessarily isn't going to burn. And he ended up cutting down that cedar tree and a few others. His neighbors lost their houses 2 years later from a fire. His remained.
Wow. I didn't know about
and
the trees
another
like
thing
that.
And you're right, because we look at that and you see the devastation. You'll see the house burnt, and then there's this tree standing there.
And then the shrubbery's still there, which is incredible. Yeah.
Certain things will burn. You know, you don't want the pine trees. I mean, all these guys are out in California, have big pine trees real close to their homes. It's like, wait a minute. That's the kind of thing that goes up if you have the smaller ones. If you have the large ones, it'll burn the bark, but you know, you want to have that barrier of, let's say, 25, 30 yards. Like in southern Missouri, where they do a lot of controlled burning, they will put a green layer of, let's say, grass or clover, so when they burn through, the fire will hit that clover and then burn out, because it's not going to burn that green grass.
Right. Yeah. So I wish we could get things right so we could quit. People's homes could quit burning down and mudslides and the water flooding.
You're not just learning about wine with Ray. You're learning about all kinds of other things.
We talk about time. Ray knows everything. So with us right now is Ray Maxwell with Wild Wine Life. And I feel like you haven't been here a while. You've got big things happening in your household right now. That, talking about toddlers earlier, sort of frightened you.
I've been in some scary situations, but I think the realization
being Iraq is nothing of having toddlers.
Oh, no. With twins on the way, 7 days from today is when they arrive. Yes.
This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Best Christmas ever. Yes.
Super busy.
And then you talking about toddler tornadoes.
My gosh,
that is me. And there is no going back. I can't give them back.
Cannot give them back. It reminded me of the show the other night. I not to interrupt, but you definitely need wine to see the show the other night. We have to
Shotspear.
Let us break subject as we do all the time. Yes, Shotspear at Westport Playhouse. Hilarious, ridiculous, funny. You have to be crazy to write a play like this, or, you know, a theatrical production.
And crazy to go see it.
But talking about putting the baby back there, you'd have to be there. It's one of those funnies, you have to be there.
They tried to put the baby back.
Once they had it. But no, there's no giving it back. So anyway, so back to you, Ray. So you're with us today. Thanksgiving is around the corner. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We hope that everyone has a great time. And you brought in today some great pairings for the holiday.
Some suggestions. What you like is always the best thing to go with your meal. Just try and avoid having the wine or the food overwhelm one or the other. And you've heard me preach before that bubbles go with absolutely everything. If you want one wine to go with the entire meal, bubbles will work. And I know you also that you enjoy your bubbles. So
in the bathtub too.
Oh, anytime. You know, I keep seeing anchovy onion pizza or pretzels when I'm watching the Saints win.
There you go.
But I thought we'd start with a little Wilhelm Blanc de Blanc from Alsace, France. It's made in the same method as champagne, in which they change it from a still to a sparkling in the bottle. And this one only runs about $15 a bottle.
Wow.
So it's not going to...
Those cute glasses.
Yeah, and it's not going to break the budget at Thanksgiving.
Really good. I think I say that about all of them.
That is yummy. And I'm not even a drinker, and that
gonna pick
is
her up.
Yummy.
He's going to be like, come on, baby, let's go.
And you can see how it just gets so dangerous.
I'm like, where are you going, Ray?
Those quiet moments are drinking moments.
So we love the time that he popped the cork with the butter knife.
Yes.
And that was a skill.
Well, it's easier. It's not very difficult. You can go to Wild Wine Life on Facebook and watch the video on how to do it. Everybody
it's
has
a party, party and titchin' getter.
Yes. And everybody has a butter knife at home. Not everybody has a giant saber. And I'm still trying to find a lightsaber.
A lightsaber?
Yeah.
Your daughter might have one for you.
Now, a lot of people like their Chardonnays.
I have to drink this now.
But the big thing is a lot of people also serve these big, heavy, oaky, buttery Chardonnays at Thanksgiving.
Protein drink.
My thoughts are, why do you want to bloat yourself up or make something so heavy when you have all those creamy dishes at Thanksgiving? You have the creamy gravy, the creamy mashed potatoes. Something.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. I'm doing this right then.
You are.
How about a Chardonnay that has no oak, none of that buttery taste, something with some crisp acidity to cut through the food?
So when you say cut through the food.
Something that kind of cleanses your palate, makes you salivate.
For the next creamy dish.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Domaine Colombard Chablis.
They have to name them these names that are so hard to remember and say out loud.
Just say Chablis.
Okay.
And Chablis is a region within Burgundy. and it's Chardonnay, 100%.
Now, that one isn't bubbly, tickle your throat. It's super smooth.
Super smooth. It has that crisp acidity. You're going to get all this nice lemon flavors with it. I mean, for my Italian brethren out there that want to have that tortellini with the white cream sauce and the prosciutto ham and the peas, yeah, something like this to cut through that.
What a way to get
sauce.
Your vegetables.
Well, I keep telling Mama Maymay that the Chinese invented the noodle and discovered rice, but it was the Italians that perfected it.
Oh, ooh. Thank you.
How's that go over?
How's that go? How's Mama Maymay feel about that one?
She gives me the I'll tolerate that chuckle.
Got it.
I've been told that I'm a salesman, not a comedian. Stick with sales and wine.
Gotcha. Perfect. I should stick with comedian.
Mm. I agree.
Now,
do you like that one?
Yes, I do. I thought you meant the joke.
Are you getting happier? I'm finding my personality over here.
No, here's the thing.
This show's taking a whole new turn.
Okay, so you're drinking something 100% Chardonnay.
Okay.
You're getting all this big lemon flavors out of it. You're getting this nice little chalky finish. This is clean and dry. What's funny is some people have actually said, described this as sweet. And I'm like, no, this is dry. Believe it or not, those heavy, oaky, buttery Chardonnays are actually sweet or sweeter because you're getting all the sugar out of the oak into the wine.
I feel like I'm doing shots.
And now the one that makes me ask, what does Goony Goo Goo mean?
Goony Goo Goo. Goony Goo Goo.
We know what it means.
Eddie Murphy.
And that's dry rosé.
That's how you begin to talk.
That's how I begin to talk. Dry rosé. And as I've said before, dry rosé goes with everything. So if you want only one or two wines, and rosé is a year-round thing. You ready for a little rosé?
Oh, just a little, please. Okay. Just a drop. Good. Thank you.
And here's a little Spanish rosé. And this one's under $10. So you don't have to spend a lot of money on a Thanksgiving meal for wine. I think I read somewhere that the average food bill for making Thanksgiving is right around $200. So you can go as low as, or as
great,
high
I'm
as
having
you want.
Thanksgiving this year. So what does Miley Cyrus eat for Thanksgiving?
What?
Twerky.
Oh.
I'll be here all day. What's happening?
We need a little wine music drinking.
Oh my God.
We need like a little jazz. Here, let's do this one. This one's a little bit more jazzy.
I feel like I'm getting a massage.
There we go.
Here we go.
Wow.
Good up.
A little jazz music.
I feel like I should light a cigarette or something.
By the way, if you want a good...
And I don't smoke.
BWB is a great jazz album. And the song is called Povo. It's a great song.
All right. Maybe we could turn it down just a tad bit.
So now we learn Gordon's good with the mood music.
Mood music, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
It's mood. He's all about aviance. He'd light a candle right now if he could.
See, Mama Maymay is a big Yanni fanatic.
I like Yanni.
He was just at the Fox last year.
That was her Christmas present.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Yes. I just can't get her into Lightning Hopkins or B.B. King. She goes, no, that's just old music.
Oh, I like What's His Face.
I turned Kelly on to Chris Botti. Oh, yeah. She loved it.
I loved his personality too. He was awesome up on stage. I mean, he connected. You felt like it was just us. It was just three of us there. It was great. Oh, I'm sorry. And what are we drinking?
What do we got now? Valmajor Rosé.
Cute bottle.
Yeah, it's very cute. Grenache, and it's under $10. It's about
not Grenache,
$9.99. Yeah, and you get that nice strawberry flavors.
My mom would love that.
Yeah, and what's really nice crisp. About this would really complement your cranberry sauce.
Oh, because I don't really like cranberry sauce.
So should you have a
sauce.
Different wine for everything on your plate?
You could.
I like that idea.
You have the Chablis for the turkey.
Or the mashed potatoes.
Or the mashed potatoes, yeah. And then that for your cranberry sauce.
I mean,
so just have like five glasses around you and fill them all up with the pairing.
Well, as
could be fun.
As a distributor sales rep, I highly encourage having five different wines on the table, preferably something I sell. However, have what you like on the table. I mean, if you only want to have one, find something that works for you. These are just suggestions. Some people want to have big, heavy reds. There's those who want their big Napa Cabernet for the whole meal. I'm like, okay, if that's what you want to do, go with that. I think that a lot of times that might overwhelm a lot of the foods. And then there's the people who just want to drink nothing but Moscato with the entire Thanksgiving meal.
And that's, I'm like, me.
Yeah.
That's me.
But there's nothing wrong with it. What, you know, wine is about pleasure and enjoyment.
Right.
And you should never have to suffer through drinking a wine.
Suffer through.
Right. It should give you pleasure and enjoyment. So drink what you enjoy.
Well, that last one was really crisp and clean. And yeah, that's really good.
You have that with your cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Well, I love cranberry sauce. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That's what
Just
it is.
The gelled kind, not with the cranberries in it.
But also, I mean.
So Jell-O.
Exactly.
Exactly. What wine goes good with chocolate pie?
Chocolate pie. Actually, okay.
Or I would pumpkin say one of the for bubbles. That matter.
Because my mom always makes me chocolate pie for Thanksgiving. And good I love
ruby,
her chocolate pie.
A good ruby port.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be some sweetness going together.
Or you could just have a big heavy red. Or if you want, why not bubbles?
Why not all three?
Or all three.
You'd be so happy.
I thought he was going to teach me how to, you know, take the cork off with the knife like they do in
the
what
saber,
happens in Vegas.
The butter knife.
I thought you were going to teach us how to do that this morning.
Well, you need to visit Wild Wine Life on Facebook.
There we go.
And,
okay.
And watch my videos. Like last week, Chef Lou Rook from Andy Gunn's showed us how to properly grill a steak.
Really?
Yes.
So when you say that, can you do it wrong?
Well, put it this way. It improves,
I saw that.
Thank you.
I did. I watched it.
Yeah, and it improves your steak game. And then a couple weeks before that,
Give
we had Rich LoRusso show us how to make wild mushroom risotto. You know, one of the things
yummy.
Was,
Delicious.
You know.
I love risotto.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Mama Maymay said, I want you to start making risotto like this.
Mama Maymay.
I love that.
All right. So
what does she call you?
many things.
Private.
What?
She calls me private. That she also, well, yeah, that's my rank.
Oh,
private.
Okay.
She's the general. I'm the private.
General Maymay.
General Maymay. Now, Mama Maymay. So, what is kind of the tips of grilling a steak? Now I'm intrigued.
Okay, so Chef Lou showed us about caramelization of the meat. You know, you don't want those burnt tips, and then actually
Not how they're supposed to be.
And then actually the sides.
Okay.
You know, he was explaining how that no matter where you come in, when you take that first bite, you want it to just make it say, wow. You know, a lot of people just grill on one side, then the other, but he actually turns and grills the sides themselves.
I do that too.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that with steak. I've taken the steak and put it on its side and grilled the side because I like it, because I just like that outer kind of crusty taste to it, but nice and kind of pinkish on the inside.
And then he also...
I was going to say moist, but no, he doesn't
like that.
But I did.
And then he also emphasized, like, you know, letting the steak just sit there and rest, that it's a muscle that when you cook it, it's like your hand that, you know, tightens up. But letting it rest is still going to be warm. It relaxes a little bit, and it's more tender, and those juices within the meat start flowing again.
Mm.
And you know,
on the grill of steak.
It's like everything I could ever do wrong with a steak, I did wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And Lou showed me just a bunch of little things that just improved the game.
Fun.
Yeah.
Now, do you have one more wine, or do we?
A couple. I mean, as many as you want. We still got time.
Well, not really, but go ahead.
Well, I'll run through. We got off on steak. All the guys started listening. Okay,
they're going to the store right now and get some steaks.
So
Ray keeps looking in my direction. I'm good, Ray. I'm good.
So now we have a little Pinot Noir.
We can only do one more.
One of Kelly's favorites.
Oh, you want it?
Oh, sorry. By the way, that was Gordon finishing off mine.
So
he pours a big taste.
This is Youngberg Hill Pinot Noir. It's all estate fruit. It's out of the Willamette Valley. And it's three different blocks blended. And what's nice about this is this Pinot Noir, think of Pinot Noir as light, delicate, and approachable. And that's what this wine is. but it has that dark black cherry flavors to it. So if you want a red wine to really pop with your Thanksgiving meal, then give some Pinot Noir a try. And if you want something that isn't out there everywhere in the world, give this Youngberg a try.
You should like that one. Has a smokiness to it.
I was just
to
thinking,
me, or woodsy.
I was just thinking that when you do like your profile on a dating site, it should be like wine. You know, say that again. What did you call that? Approachable and what?
Light, delicate, and approachable.
There you go.
That's what yours should say. Gordon's going to put his picture up. I'm approachable, soft.
Long walks in the park and reading books.
I'm like a
light, delicate,
wine.
And approachable.
Wow. He's, and the fact that he's thinking about that right now.
I was going to say, isn't he engaged?
I don't know.
I was just thinking. I was thinking in my head. I was like,
okay.
All these.
Do you think your husband's listening? I want Grover. I want you to take.
He
this
has
in.
A new business idea. He's going to help. He's a dating profile consultant to help people write their profile.
Yes.
Okay. For
so I have
first
to...
thing first. Never, never put up a profile pic that you have just cut out the person you were dating.
Yeah, that'd
oh,
be me.
My God.
Okay, so, but in all fairness, I would like to go ahead and let you guys. So, if your husband's listening,
yes, you're listening.
You, this is good ammunition to have. So, you know, when your other half is in that moment of hate, like they hate you at that moment, like
never,
you've really
never done
something.
Maybe
that they,
this morning
you
already.
You
want
to just punch them in the face kind of moment is when you want someone with you that says this. Do you understand? Because I don't know if I can repeat it as well.
What?
So we're sitting there.
What are you talking about?
We're sitting there having lunch.
I know where she's going.
Did I say, could you say that again so I could record it? So when I'm in one of those moments that when I wish I could punch you in the face, I'll just turn this on and go, oh, he is awesome. So we're sitting there and Gordon, serious as can be, this isn't a joke, looks at me and says, go ahead, do it. Come on, do it again.
I did. It was not the
Come
big
on,
thing.
Do it,
it
again.
Wasn't a big deal. It
Wait,
just came
do
to
it,
me.
Do
I
it
just,
again.
I just
it's
looked
so
there
good.
And I said, you know what? You look very beautiful today. I go, I really haven't even taken the time to really just sit back and look at you yet.
Can you believe that one?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, use it. Use it.
See, that is a lot better than sitting.
I can't even repeat it.
That is much better than getting in trouble like I did today for saying, this would be a good weekend at deer hunt.
And that's where my husband would go with
flowers,
that as well.
Do not don't yes. just say to them, gosh, I really haven't had a moment to really just take in your beauty. Now, I look pretty much like this, but a ponytail. So it was worse than what I am right now. So,
Gordon, you are good.
Way, he is super
he is
good. Yeah.
It was a plan.
I'm hoping Jeff Kaiser's listening. I don't know that he can pull it off, but we'll see.
He's looking at the interior of a Mercedes-Benz right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
And mind you, we weren't drinking.
No.
We had coffee and water at that moment, so
and
there was no tequila
cheese.
Involved.
So it's genuinely real.
I'll never say grilled cheese again.
Keep
that
word.
That's
a private
inside
joke.
Joke. Never say grilled cheese again, ever. Cheers. Holy cow.
Do we not have fun on a Saturday morning? Yes,
no,
we do.
No. So, Grover, do we have to do commercials anymore? Does the station need to make any money yet? About what
As
time?
It stands right now, you because you took the extended break when
they've made enough
the,
money.
I like how he's going to go into an explanation for our listening audience.
You do have to take another break, pleasure. But you can take it at the top of the hour, closer to the top of the hour.
That's radio talk.
Long,
for you
that's radio talk.
Yes, it is a hard break at the top of the hour for okay. legal IDs and the next show. A little cocktails and conversation after this, which is. But
good.
Yes. So if you want to take it to the top, you can, but just be looking for my.
I just
sign.
Want to make sure that the station is making money because that's what's important.
Yes.
Exactly.
Job security.
Job security.
By the way, for Tony Frisella, I just got on my phone. It just came up on my watch. It said, save your ideas about casual outfits for men's fall fashions on my Pinterest. Just came up for Tony. So
there you go. He's got his wife. She'll take care of him. She'll make sure she just points, go back upstairs and change. That's what she does. See how it gets when you're together for a while?
Got really quiet. All right, back to the wine, Ray. Back to our wine.
Well, I mean, That's a
leave us
of
with
the
is good. Let everybody know. Well, we've got Kathleen to pair with the wines of our movie of the week. So
oh gosh.
So we have these bottles
out. He's pulling out more bottles.
We don't have
time for it. Oh, I'm stealing race. Okay.
But, another
got everybody's glass right now.
Another thought for anybody that might want a slightly heavier red that might have maybe a pork dish, maybe some wild game, some duck at Thanksgiving, maybe try some Syrah, like this Langman Syrah. And then I also...
That is something I haven't had in a while, is wild game. Like, my grandfather used to quail hunt. Mm-hmm. So once a year, he'd have a big dinner and all the quail, because he'd have so much of it. I get a few BBs in my mouth or whatever pellets that didn't get quite cleaned out from the chef. But he would do dinner, and it was really very, very... It was very good, except for the few pellets that would still be left in the bird. But I haven't had that in years.
Well, we've been talking about having dinner for a while, so now I know when we're all coming over to my house for dinner.
We're doing wild game.
Because the bird hunter's going crazy.
All right. Well, I can't wait. Gordon's taking photos, so go ahead, Ray.
We're going to take pictures, and we'll put this on our She Said, He Said page for all the bottles that Ray has described to us today. And then you will be able to go to... what is it, Ray? What's your
wild
website?
Wild Wine Life.
Wild Wine Life on Facebook. And then if your favorite retailer wants to order any of these other than these two Missouri wines, just tell them to contact Terra Firma Wines USA, and they're available through Terra Firma that they could special order these. And if your retailer doesn't want a special order for you, then get a different retailer.
I like this Merrimack Vineyards. This Merrimack Vineyards. Silvio's red.
Yeah,
I just got reminded I need to order my testing supplies because he looks like Walter Brimley on here.
Well, you know, the big thing is Missouri has 130 plus wineries.
Gosh.
And we have some really good wineries.
We do.
Honestly, 30?
We do.
130.
Oh, 130. That made more sense to me. When you said 30, I go, there's got to be more than that. Okay.
And we have a rich, rich history. And, you know, I just wanted to recommend, and I don't represent any Missouri winery, so I don't have a dog in the fight, but there are some really cool Missouri wineries out there. And for example, this Merrimack Vineyard, Silvio's Red, you know, that's the Italian influence in the Missouri wine industry, is down there in St. James, and it's Stark, and it's kind of, if you like Nebbiolo, you probably would like that. And then Dave Runge over at Hummingbird Winery, he has a fun, nice little winery. And for those, you know, he has some dry wines and some sweet wines, but I just brought his semi-sweet vignoles as a recommendation for those who might want something a little bit sweeter. But there are dry, there are sweet in Missouri, and I recommend people going out and trying it, because there's only like 5-6 wineries represented in any given wine store. That's not really what Missouri has to offer.
It's not a good representation.
Right, right.
Go ahead. So we have 130 wineries in Missouri. Now, is Missouri like one of the largest as far as states that has the most wineries? I mean, it seems like Missouri has a lot of wineries. Does every state have a lot of wineries like that?
Not every state. And there's a lot more than that in Napa Valley alone.
Right. I'm not talking about our typical California and those areas. But I'm just saying, as far as state, I know up north they don't have as many. But I mean, is it... As far as states, where does Missouri rank as far as wineries? How many?
I would have to know what number we're at. I do not know offhand.
There you go. That's your homework.
But I mean, we do have our share. We're not at the bottom, but we're not in, you know,
the top
three. But I mean, what we make is impressive, and it's always fun to meet these winery owners and makers from other states and countries. Say, wow, I could never make wine in the conditions that you guys in Missouri have to deal with.
Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm.
Now, have you in the last year, how much of an increase, or in the last 2 years, how much of an increase in wineries have we had, do you think?
That?
Another good question.
From your research.
And right. For the next show. So, yeah. All right, so let's do this. All right, so, of course, Kathleen is here. We're going to get to our movie of the week. And, you know, Ray, maybe you can pair up a great wine that's going to go with her popcorn to watch a movie. But first, I want to make sure and give our Style Realty team tip of the week. And actually, that is open house shopping. There's a great open house this weekend with Experience Realty, 168 Oakhurst Circle. It's in O'Fallon. gorgeous home. I mean, it is just incredible, the amenities and things that come with this home, just, you know, designer features and more. If you're looking for a home, if you're thinking that you're wanting to make that move, it really can be fun to take a Saturday or a Sunday, line up the open houses. You can go to Style Realty Team and actually stylerealtyteam.com, see the open houses for the weekend, what's going on. There's lots of them out there. Make a list. Have some fun. Pack a picnic basket. Go somewhere for lunch. Go out and go through the homes. And matters, I mean, you can go through displays, whatever it is. Go through the open houses. It's a chance for you to not be, you know, with a realtor, feel rushed, and be able to just look at different floor plans and find those things that you like where you want that utility room, laundry room. You know, what do you want in your kitchen? What do you want your master bedroom or bathroom to look like? And find those features so that when you go out and look, of course, when you buy a home and you're buying a home that, you know, obviously someone's lived in, you're not going to get every feature, but you're going to find those things that is your top 10 on your list by looking at an open house. And there's so many great ideas that people have in a home, and find out what you don't want by looking through it. Mm-hmm. So if you're kind of in search and you think that you're wanting to make that move, take a weekend or more, use the month, go to open houses, see what you like and don't like. And then that way, put your wish list together. We always tell the people that we're working with that want to buy a home, put your wish list. It's so important to have those top 5, top 10 things. Do you want a 2-car, a 3-car garage? You know, what's important to you? And don't settle. Wait and find, you know, and we can help you. You know, realtors can help you find that home. We have a knack for hearing you and finding what your needs are. But we, our tip of the day is to go to open houses, enjoy them, look through them, find ideas and great style. I mean, some of the homes they're either, the people that live there are great at design, or maybe they've, you know, had it staged, or maybe it's a display home. Great ideas on how to make your home life easier. If you have children, what are those needs that you must have when you have kids, you know? So, living on a court, you know, things like that. So find what you want. And of course, we are happy to help you. But you know, find that realtor that mixes well with you, that's great for your personality, that you feel comfortable with, you can talk to, and they hear you and listen to you. When you tell them that $350,000 is your budget and they send you $450,000 houses, you know, and everything you don't want in it, you're probably not mixing well. So get that friend, somebody that will be there for you. So there you go. That was our tip for the day. And now it is time for a matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser. And then we're going to pair a little wine with the movie of the week. Take it away, Kathy.
She loves that music.
Yeah,
she
does. I always take it in, don't I? Like, that's awesome. Well, last week, of course, we sent people to pick up a DVD because there was nothing hitting in the theaters that was really, you know, too exciting. And this week, they popped them all.
Yay!
So let's go through it rather quickly. If you're into heists and, you know, lots of women taking on the world, you have to go see Widows.
Oh, okay.
With Viola Davis and Liam Neeson.
So they're not sad when they become widows.
I was going to say, well, they're sad, but they get put in a situation that they're going to have to get themselves out of. Yeah, so they're going to take on the world. And Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, you know, hit again, the sequel hit this weekend. And I'm not telling you to go see that. It was kind of a filler for what we're doing now.
She pre-screens for us and tells us what not to go to. We'll never forgive her for Halloween, though.
Oh my gosh. And,
I keep bringing it up.
You guys are terrible because, you know, they just had a big article in People magazine about the world went to see that movie, Kelly, and how much they loved it.
Yes, and we were one of them.
Yeah. And a movie that we talked about this month in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine, Boy Erased, popped this weekend. And once again, it's not a pick-me-up, but I think it's a very important film for everyone to view.
Okay.
Talking about, the camp, the institution he was sent to no longer be gay. And there is actually places out there that, you know, people still think that that's a choice.
And yeah. It's a true life story. Lucas Hedges is incredible.
Don't you wish some of those movies that really hit on a subject that we don't understand if we're not in those shoes?
Right, right.
That it would be some sort of a, you know, a prerequisite that you watch it so you can give some understanding.
Yeah,
because there's so many things in the world. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Even us watching, we're totally addicted, which we're going to make you watch, Hill House Haunting. Oh, gosh, it's so scary. It's a binge watcher on Netflix.
And you're
going to
make me watch
it. Yes,
okay, all right. All
it's
right.
So you'll scary. Like it. But it hit on a subject. They hit a little bit on everything, and one of them was heroin. And you can't really understand, you know, because you just think, just stop it.
Right, right. Well,
don't
you know
do
I mean?
It.
And, you know
there's just
what I
so
mean?
Many factors in the world that a disease, an addiction, you know, not understanding it. And when you see that, you know, it kind of brings you back home going, okay, you need to understand what these people go through.
But the movie of the week that we're going to figure out a wine to drink while we're listening is the latest Mark Wahlberg movie. Him and Rose Byrne are a couple who have no children, and they're thinking about fostering some children.
Oh, I did see the previews.
And possibly adopting them. And it's a true story based on, you know, Sean Anders, the director and writer's life. A lot of the aspects of his life going through foster care and then adopting the three children that he has now in real life. You know, it's about his life. It's about a lot of other people that are in the same situation that they've gotten to meet over the last couple of years. It's an incredible film. You will literally laugh out loud at some of the situations that come about. You have to bring a couple Kleenex as well.
Oh,
you
no.
will literally, yeah. You will
I
want
to borrow one from the lady behind me like I did
we
on the
it's a box.
Star.
We need a box of Kleenex.
Yeah, we need, okay, so Kelly needs a box of Kleenex to get through this one.
No,
but,
us.
I mean,
us.
Yeah,
us.
Okay,
both
of you, okay, all right. So,
The preview where the daughter is leaving in the car,
mm-hmm.
don't you dare get in that car. If you get in that car, or no, don't you keep walking, and then don't you open that door, don't you, because she keeps just keep doing what she's not supposed to be doing.
You're not going to do nothing.
Don't you leave, and the car takes off.
Well, I mean, yeah, and not to give the whole film away, but they go to this, and I didn't even realize that they have these things, but they have foster/adoption fairs where you actually go to meet all these kids that don't have a home.
I didn't know
they're
that.
They're in a foster care situation. And the teenagers are over to the side, you know, because, I mean, who walks into foster care going, you know, I really want to deal with teenagers and hormones and, you know. And they meet this young girl in the film who's named Lizzie. And they are so intrigued by her, not knowing that she has two younger siblings.
Oh, that come along.
That come along, yes.
You need a drink on that one. You just said teens, fostering teens. What would go with that? What would get you through it? No, you had one you didn't talk about. I thought that would be a good segue to mention the wine you didn't mention, right?
Oh.
Did you not mention it to go with the segue of teens?
Well, we mentioned the Langman Sarong.
We did that? Okay. All right. So I think you need all of them then.
There you go.
Fostering teenagers.
There you go. I was just gonna say, we have seven bottles here. You might need them all.
Need them all for
exactly.
That one.
Well,
all right.
You know, and taking on three kids at one time.
Yes.
And that's actually what the director and writer, Sean Anders, did.
They good took ending?
On three children. Very good ending.
Good. I like
very,
a good ending.
Very, very good ending. And, you know, I got to interview him a few weeks ago, and the interview also is up on matineechat.com. An incredible
I do follow
individual.
You guys.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
He's more like a stalker, but go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead and stalk me, Gordon. I'm good. No, I mean, he really tried very hard to make this, you know, people have done movies before about foster care and adoption, and they're rather dramatic. And he really wanted to give it a more uplifting feel that it really is a great thing. Of course, he's wanting people to take into consideration fostering.
Yeah.
The hundreds of thousands of children that we have that don't have homes.
Married and family and seems to be very close-knit. Yeah.
You know
that
is
a difficult, I mean, think about that, fostering children. I would not be able to give the child up. That would be the hard part. To foster and then have them go would ruin my life.
Right,
I mean, that's a difficult thing to be able to do.
Well, and a dynamic in the movie, too, that they write in is, you know, a lot of these people, you know, a lot of these children do have parents that they've been removed from that are still a part of their lives or that they want to be a part of their lives. So, you know, facing the aspect of you've been, you know, you've had this child in your home for a year or two, and the parents have cleaned themselves up and gotten their lives back on track, and now they're able to take them back. I mean, that's a heart-wrenching situation.
Absolutely.
That, you know, but you have to take that into consideration.
Kudos to those that right. do it and do it well and carefully right. and respectfully and help those families.
Right. Oof. But, you know, and I'm thinking right before Thanksgiving, what a great movie, you know, than to... You know, and it's all true and it's all real life. And, you know, I explained to him when we were interviewing too, I said, you know, I'm adopted and I thought this movie was super cool. And he said, it's really great to get feedback from people who have been in foster care, who have been adopted, that they love this movie. And
he said, you were adopted?
Yeah, we've never had that conversation.
No,
before.
We always talk about movies. Oh. Let's talk about you now.
Adopted? Oh, no. We don't have to talk too much about me.
No,
but, yeah,
so you were adopted at what
birth,
age? At birth, okay.
I was adopted at birth.
Not and fostered, but adopted.
No, I was adopted at birth. The family that adopted me had lost a child at 6 months, and they adopted me. And about 20-something years ago, I did meet my biological mother.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was very intense and very you know, I mean, but we have a wonderful relationship now. I mean, we've had a relationship for 20 years. You know, would I give up my family who raised me? Never in
right.
a million years. You know, my father's passed away and he was an incredible, incredible individual. And I always say to myself, you know, you could have ended up with a dad that was really awful. You know, in the scheme of things, but he was, yeah. My family's been crazy, and I have two sisters, and found out I was an only child, so I wouldn't have had that aspect of my life. And there's always positives in every situation.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Know? And you can't imagine or understand fostering or adoption unless it's in your family.
Right.
You know,
right.
people can't understand that. And it is incredible. It seems like at this time, I feel like in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of people I know that have, and maybe it's because of the internet, you know, that they're mm-hmm. announcing it, you know, on internet, that are, you know, meeting their parents or sisters or brothers for the first time, you know, find, you know, they're either been, you know, adopted
right.
or their parent had another family from, you know, that they didn't know about. And in my case, my grandmother was not my real grandmother. She was my mom's, I wouldn't say adopted because my grandfather was her dad, but my grandma, she married and my grandma raised her, not her real mom. Mm-hmm. And so it's been an amazing journey because to me, my grandma is my grandma. It's
right,
like my blood. I never see her as anything else. And you can't understand that unless you're in that situation. Your mom, even though she's your mom,
right?
Your adopted
right.
mom, it's right. your mom. And
right.
my grandma is my grandma. But I've recently met my mom's biological sister, who's my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fun talking to her and hearing about her. And when she talks about her mom, realizing, and she sent a picture of me with her mom, which would be my biological grandma. And mm-hmm. I don't remember it, of course, anything about it. But it's weird thinking, here's this other person out there. I never knew that is my right. mom's mom. You know, so life is a crazy journey and you just don't know. But those people who adopt or foster and take in children and love them and raise them as their own, they're the best.
They are the best. Absolutely the best. You know, I mean, I'm glad I have a relationship with my biological mother. I think it's fantastic. The only reason that we ended up being together was because I had a child of my own. I wanted some medical background.
Okay.
Reached out to Catholic Social Service, and within 2 weeks, that was literally all it took for them to.
I didn't think they were allowed to give that information.
Well, because she had contacted them a year prior, then it was okay. And yeah, they put us together.
Because social media is putting a lot of people together.
Exactly.
You know, that ability of finding people like that.
But, you know, I mean, I think, you know, back to the film. Sean Anders did a fabulous job.
No, I really like talking about you right now.
No, this show is not about me. We'll make that another show. But I really think if everybody's heading out to the theater this weekend, they need to grab the family, especially this week with Thanksgiving. Take the entire family to go see Instant Family because it is the best film of the weekend.
Are the movie theaters open on Thanksgiving night?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It seems like it's a big night to go to the
movies.
It is.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll be cleaning
up the
kitchen.
Yeah, so get your tickets early.
There you go. What were you going to say, Gordon?
No, that was what I was going to say. I was going to say that seems like Thanksgiving time, that Thanksgiving night or the night of is the big night to go to the movie theaters.
I
know we've done that a couple times.
I just said Gordon out loud.
Yes.
And it's like I never heard that name in my entire life. It's a Gordon Lightfoot or Gordon Flash Gordon or whatever.
When I grew up, it was Flash Gordon, Gordon Lightfoot, and the bald black guy on Sesame Street named Gordon. And that was the only three people I knew named
Gordon.
And
now every time we watch a movie, there's a Gordon in it. And I just crack up laughing. Will Ferrell was Gordon in the Last Man on Earth. And then there was a Gordon last night on the Scary Movie. And there's just like Gordons everywhere. What's the show of Batman when he was a young Gotham
Commissioner
City?
Gordon.
Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon. Like, last, that was his last name.
It's still Gordon. And then I'm watching football and it's Gordon. There goes Gordon Montgomery.
It was Montgomery. It was
And Grover, Gordon has a few things to share with us.
Grover, you've been kind of quiet. Is there anything you need to share with us today?
Any
exciting?
Quick Trip Chronicles?
No,
nothing.
How's your love life?
It's always good.
Hot dogs always good. There he is.
Hot dogs good at Quick Trip?
Oh, always. Yeah.
Kids,
always.
Did you have family dinner night at Quick Trip this week?
No, none of that this week.
No? Okay.
He's kind of got instant family.
He does. You're that. And man, you want to talk about the kids, their eyeballs pop out of their head. They are so, oh my gosh.
Enamored.
When they walk into this room, like if mom's off work and so she brings them to the studio, the kids literally see him. Oh my God.
He has the coolest job ever.
It's like Jay Randolph Jr. Grow.
They get so excited. And the little one, he's like clings to him. And I'm not going to lie. I really think that you knew her before and you are the real father of the oldest one. Because
Austin?
You guys are like twins.
Gordon's biggest fan?
I don't like Austin.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
He's your biggest fan.
So not just when we're talking about adoption or foster, being a step-parent, so to speak, is just as important to be when you're coming into those kids' lives and being able to, you know, do it. Oh, my God. They just, like, idolize you. You must
I don't know about all that.
They do.
I will just
they want to hang out with you.
Yeah, because I'm kind of like one of them.
So his girlfriend has four children now. He's trying to say.
We get yelled at as a group, usually.
We get yelled at as a group. That's awesome.
But just to kind of piggyback, my nephew's adopted, so I know
all
of
that,
too. When you were
talking
about that, like, and how what he brought to the family, especially for my brother and sister-in-law, and what all they went through to try to have a child, and then to finally get him. So
really is, it's an amazing story when you listen to people that talk. And I never knew that, because you're always talking movies and you really don't talk personal, and you don't really understand or know other people's lives. And it's an incredible journey.
It really is. I mean, but you know, when you're adopted at birth, you don't know any different. I mean, my family shared with me when I was younger,
four, five, six,
exactly, you know, we adopted you, but you also get that sense of, not that, you know, it's not great that you have your own children. I mean, I have two of my own children, but I was chosen.
Inquiring.
You know, I was the chosen one. You know, it's kind of like I tease my youngest, because my girls are 10 years apart, you know. She's like, Mom, that's an awful long time, you know. Like, they call that a oops. And I said, no, you were the greatest surprise ever.
Aw, that's
good, yeah. So,
you know,
it's all in how you look at it.
Right.
You know? I mean, you know, I was chosen. I was the chosen child, you know. And of course, my two younger sisters will, you know, tease me periodically still throughout the years. Yeah, you were the chosen one always, because I was the oldest. You know, they came after me and, you know.
But it doesn't have to be at birth either. My mom was 3 or 4 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But I just think I think that consider adoption and they think, well, you know, I need it to come from me. You know, I need it to be our blood. It absolutely 100% does not need to be.
Well, and the woman who adopted me, my parents ended up getting divorced. My father got remarried. And the woman who raised me from 6 years old, who is my mother, adopted us too.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean,
that's
there's
wonderful.
All kinds of dynamics that play out.
Well, we better get moving here. We're talking so much. It's 11:54 and I need to know what's rocking.
We better find out what's rocking.
Well, what's rocking? First of all, today you are going to want to go to the Ameren Missouri Festival of Lights. It starts at 4 o'clock. It's down at Keener Plaza. All kinds of cool stuff going on. They have the Salvation Army tree lighting, which will begin at 5 o'clock. The Christmas Village activities from 4 to 8. And they have the Winterfest ice rink down there. It's the Gateway Arch Park Foundation has put that together.
Ooh, I'm gonna do that.
It's Keener Plaza. They have the North Pole stage. And you can go down there and take on all the activities. Also, something that we did last year that we're going to do again this year is the Garden Glow at the Missouri Botanical Gardens. Celebrate the season with more than 1 million lights all through the botanical gardens. 1 million lights. That's incredible. That's a lot. So you can go to mobot.org/clo to find out more pricing information and how to purchase tickets for that. Bitter Pill, well, they're going to be out at Brewski's out there in Brewski Smokehouse and Music at Keaton Crossing Boulevard in O'Fallon, Missouri. Soulard Blues Band, they will start at 1 o'clock today. So if you want to get your party rocking a little bit early, you can go out to Defiance Ridge, and Soulard Blues Band will be playing from 1 to 4. Conquest is at Pops, so if you want to do that thing we watched the show the other night where they opened the door and the lights were so bright he couldn't even see, I go, that's like coming out of Pops at, 7 o'clock in the morning. So Conquest will be at Pops, and that will go on from, it says 6:30, but we know that all goes all the way until the next morning.
Right.
Rodney Carrington, I know you like him, you love him. He's at Ameristar Casino Resort Spa St. Charles, and tickets are at Ticketmaster for that. And then tomorrow, CMT on tour will be Brett Young. He will be at the pageant. So you can check him out at 6:30. You can go and get tickets at the pageant website. So that's what's rocking. And then, of course, next weekend, if you want to say a real quick shout out for, how do I say it?
Chris Kindle Market. Oh, the Belva Chris Kindle Market. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It runs from from the day after Thanksgiving through December 23rd. Yeah, genuine, authentic Christmas market in downtown Belleville.
Perfect. Go to Matinee Chat with Kathleen Kaiser. Find out all about it. Wild Wine Life with Ray Maxwell. Check it out on Facebook. See what all he has to offer us. Grover, thank you always is keeping our show going. Gordon will put up all those What's Rockin' up on the She Said, He Said. Thank you to all our guests here today that spent with us. We hope you have an absolutely beautifully happy Thanksgiving with your family and friends and enjoy a little wine and lots of great food. So we'll be back next Saturday, same time, 10 to noon. Until then, peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
Our baby's alive.